الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
In this program, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a part of a speech delivered by Ayatollah Khamenei, leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with the representatives of the people from the provinces of Sistan and Baluchistan and Fars Khorasan. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Hosseiniya on September 11, 2023. We said that the U.S. is becoming weak. The Western arrogant powers are becoming weak. This is not a slogan. It is a reality. It is something that they are saying themselves. They themselves say that the indicators showing the authority of the U.S. in the world are declining. What indicators? An example is their economy. One of the most important indicators of the U.S. power used to be a strong American economy. They say it is declining. Another indicator is the ability to interfere in other governments. The U.S. interfered in various governments. Their ability to do this is on the decline today. This is happening in European countries in one way and in other countries in another way. You hear about this in the media, in the news on television and radio, and in the world news. They admit to this. One of the indicators of the authority of the U.S. was their ability to change governments and countries. Pay attention to this. These are important matters. There was a time when the U.S. sent an agent to Iran with a suitcase full of money with dollars. The name of that agent has been recorded as well, and everyone knows him. Kim Roosevelt. His name was Kim Roosevelt. These are not secrets. They were secret back then, but they were revealed later on.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
They sent an agent to Iran with a suitcase full of money, and he fomented a coup, the 28th of Mordad coup. With the conspiracy of the US and England working together and at the hand of an American agent who brought money here and distributed it among thugs and mobs and various other people, they fomented the 28th of Mordad coup. They overthrew a government, Mossadegh's government. That is how America used to be at one time. Can the US do the same thing today? Definitely not. It cannot do this to Iran or any other country for that matter. Today, the U.S. has no choice but to use hybrid warfare in order to inflict harm on the governments it wishes to harm. Hybrid warfare entails great expense and it will ultimately bear no fruit for them.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.